Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 25th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pebeis. Masechta Peo, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah we learned that a fence that separates trees is considered a hefzik, will be considered an interruption to break up a field of trees or an orchard into two different fields. Consider two different orchards. As far as giving payah, you have to give payah separately for each field. Sometimes, however, our Mishnah is going to tell us that even a fence is not considered as a break, as a barrier between a field to break up it into fields. And it'll still be considered all as one field. And that is in the case of charuvim and zeisim, carob trees and olive trees. Mishnah Dalet, v'ler charuvin, but when it comes to carob trees, which are tall and also have many, many branches, kol horoin zeze, whenever a person, if you're standing next to one carob tree and you can see the other carob tree, even if there's a fence between them, it's all considered like one field of carob trees. And you'd have to give payah from one tree or the other. Or you can give payah from one tree or the other. Omer Raman Gamliel, Noigin Hoye Beisaba. In my father's house, his father had a lot of fields and orchards, their custom was Noisnin Payah La'achas La'zeisim Shahoyu Lahem Becholrach. They would give one payah for all the olive trees that they had in one side of the city. So if they have all of the, let's say on the east of the city, that whole lot of olive trees, then they would take a payah from one of those olive trees or several of those olive trees for all those in that direction on that side. And so it would be on the others as well. The olive trees on each side would be considered as one field. Velecharuvin, and when it comes to carob trees, Koloroin says how they would take a payah, it would be if you could see one carob tree from the other, then that would give payah from one on the other as well. Rabbi Eliezer Barab Tzadik, Omer Mishmai. Rabbi Eliezer Barab Tzadik says that in the name of Ron Gamliel, he says that it was even more than that. Af lecharuvin shahayu lahem b'chaloyer. Even with the carob trees that they had in all the city, they would only give payoff from one direction for all of that direction as well. Even if they can't see each other, they did it like they did for olive trees. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer Barab Tzadik. The halacha is like the Tana Kama, who quotes from Gamliel as saying that it was only in terms of the olive trees that they would give olive trees from one corner for the whole direction of the city. But with carob trees, they had to be able to see. If you could see the other carob tree, then you could give payoff from one on the other. Mishnah Hay. Hazareya es sodeyo min achad. If a person is sowing his field with one kind of grain, for example, he's sowing it with wheat. Afal pi shehu oseihu shtei granos, even though he's collecting the produce in two different times, noisen peyah achas. He gives one payah for all the produce in the field, because it's considered one field. Zerah shnei minin, if he's sowing the field with two different kinds of produce, of grain, for example, wheat and barley. Afal pi shason gernachas, even though he's harvesting it all in one time, noisen shtei payahs, he must give a separate payah for each of the varieties, for the wheat separately and for the barley separately. Hazareya is sodeyo, a person who sows his field shnei minechitin with two different types of wheat. So it's, for example, brown wheat and wine and whitish wheat. Asoran ganachas, then it depends. If he collects them in one time, harvesting at one go, nesen payachas, he can give one payah for both colors of the wheat. Shtegronis, but if he's harvesting it in two different times, then he must give for each color or each variety of wheat separately. The brown wheat separately and the white wheat separately, and noisen shtei payahs, he will have to give two payahs. This is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, as will be explained in the coming Mishnah. Now, there's a machlekes in among the Mefarshim as to whether our Mishnah is talking about giving payah for, in this last case, giving payah b'mechubar, as you meant to do it, giving payah, leaving payah when it's still growing, and then That's what omission is talking about? Or is it talking about where he did not do the proper thing? He did not leave pay when it was connected, when it was still growing, but he's giving it min hatolosh. He's giving it after it's been collected. So some say that the Mishnah is talking about this case. In other words, he didn't do pay up when he should have, which was when it was growing, but instead, he's now giving payah, leaving a bit for the poor from his harvested, from what's already been taken from the field. Therefore, the Mishnah says that if he's sowing his field with two different types of wheat, it depend if he made it in harvesting it. If he harvested it in one go, then he gives pay for the lot. If he harvested it in two goes, in two different times, he gives two different payahs. But that's after he's harvested it. If, however, these mafarshim learn, if he is leaving payah bimchubar while it's attached like he meant to, then even if he's collecting it in two different harvests, one payah will suffice for the whole field. Because at the time that he's leaving the payah, it hadn't yet reached the granary. That's how some learn. Some learn, no. Some say that a mishnah is talking about even if he's harvesting it, even if he's leaving payah when it's connected, when it's still growing, we say that it depends. Is he now taking the harvest? Is he going to harvest the thing in one go? Then you leave one payah for the lot. If he's doing it in two lots, he's harvesting in two lots, then you'd give two separate payahs, even though it's mechubar, even though he's doing it while it's still growing. So the machlokes had lom pshat in our Mishnah.